This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I am here with our host, Travis Chance. Travis, I'm excited about the show today. You've got a great topic. I've asked you, my wife is like, how much do we need to retire? So I'm like, let me ask Travis. He has the answer. Travis, how much do I need to retire? And what did you tell me?
More.
Exactly. You said more. I thought it was going to be that depends. It depends, but instead you hit me with more.
Yeah, it's a quote from a movie I watched recently, and they were asking, said, how much money is enough? He said, more. So, that's the way a lot of people feel, Tony. But I think it is what you just said. It depends. And folks, welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. This is your host, Travis Chance. If you have any questions during the show, give us a call, 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Or visit us on the web at chancefinancialgroup.com. So getting that out of the way, let's dig into your question and tell Mrs. Shore there is an answer. So let's dig into it and see what it is. Tony, it comes down to a few things. Number one, as we've always talked about, is many people think that their magic number has got to be, you know, a million plus or 2 million plus or 3 million plus or whatever it is. And, you know, it's fine if that's your target to shoot at, but is that really the target that you need to hit? And for a lot of people, it's going to be different. I would say for those of you who, let's say your last year's salary, you and your spouse in your household, let's say you're making, I don't know, $120,000 a year. Okay. Maybe your number is $1 million, right? Because if you think about Social Security, Tony, let's say a median to upper median household, Social Security, if you're making that much money, let's say it's going to produce half of your spendable needs. Let's say, you know, $8,000 to $10,000 a month. Well, if you're in that bracket, well, then you're going to need about $50,000 from Social Security if you time it right. Probably not out of the question. And then, of course, you would need $40,000 to $50,000 from your portfolio. Well, if you're going to need that much money, $1 million is probably your target. But Tony, my question is, what about those that are sitting out there right now that are not getting help because they're not going to reach that $1 million target, and they feel like, oh, well, I don't have enough money. No one's going to work with me, you know, blah, blah, you know, whatever we tell ourselves, right? I think that is the key group that really needs help. Because if you think about Social Security, if you think about retirement income, you know, chances are if you're not in that $40,000-$50,000 range for Social Security, let's say it's closer to 30, and you need say another $30,000 to $40,000, well, you may need to get close to that $750,000 to $1 million nest egg in order to live comfortably. And if you're not there, does that mean that you give up? You just throw your hands up and just say, oh, well, it's just going to, whatever happens is going to happen. And the answer is no, absolutely not. You can't give up. What you need to do is you need to think differently. You need to think about, what are some ways that I can fill some of these gaps with if I don't have the additional funds to put in my 401k, if I don't have the additional funds to add to my Roth IRA or my Roth or my Roth 401k, my traditional IRA, whatever the case may be, TSP, et cetera. then you need to start thinking differently, right? And Tony, that's what we encourage everyone who listens to the sound of our voice, and whether it's in person at our events, whether it's, you know, on the podcast, wherever it is, there are ways for you to fill those holes, and that's what we're going to talk about this morning. So first things first, I think finding the solution is difficult for the uninitiated, not because we have this magic, you know, crystal ball that can tell us what the future is going to hold. And I did have a client, however, I do want to give a shout out to David. I'm not gonna embarrass him, but to David, one of my clients actually gave me one of the coolest gifts I have ever gotten. It was a Harry Potter wand, Tony, that he actually spun and worked himself. It was incredible. Because he was like, you do magic for us. So I felt like we needed to give you something to be able to work with. That was probably one of the coolest gifts I've ever gotten, was a magic Harry Potter wand. And he actually had the receipt come from Ollivander's, the wand shop, if you remember Harry Potter. So that was actually pretty cool. But have you ever gotten a magic wand, Tony, by chance? Just curious.
No, actually, I have not.
Well, you're magic. You don't need one. You're just magic by yourself. But but anyway, so if you don't have a magic wand, you're not initiated, you don't have the background, that's okay. That's what people like us are for. That's what CFG Wealth Management does for its clients, is we're here to help you fill those gaps. And you know, one of the things that you could start to do is, let's just start with the basics. You need to start looking at it from a tax perspective first. Because why? Tony, can anybody out there really control and force the S&P to go up 10, 20, 30% over the next year, two, three, four, 5 years? Can they do that? No. Can they force the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates, which is going to be the beginning of a new bond bull market? Can they do that?
No.
Can they start to position their retirement nest egg so that it's more tax efficient, so that they pay less in taxes? That means they get to spend more money?
Yes.
Absolutely. So, yeah. You know, taxes are one of the biggest expenses that you will pay in retirement. And it's also one that's going to continue to go up and you can't control. So one of the ways that you can actually take control of your retirement process, of your retirement income stream, is determine how tax efficient you are, right? Is Roth conversion, if you're already retired, is Roth conversion something you need to be taking advantage of? Talk to clients all the time. Had one the other day. She was 62 years old. She comes in the office. Her advisor, she had been asking about Roth conversion. She's been retired for a few years. She came in. He said, well, you know, we'll get to that. Or, you know, it's always an excuse, never really wanting to put in the work. So we did the math, and it was incredible, because literally small conversions, $25,000-$30,000 a year from 62 to 75, it was going to cost, I don't know, maybe $3,000-$4,000 a year for the next, let's just call it 12 years. That's $50,000 in taxes. But do you know how much it made in total legacy impact to her portfolio?
How much?
An extra $600,000 to $700,000.
Holy shnikes.
So think about that. Even if you're just spending the money that you need to live, and you're thinking about, well, how do I do that? And you want to leave a legacy. Well, leave a legacy by cutting Uncle Sam out. Not illegally. I'm not talking about tax avoidance. I'm not talking about tax fraud here. We're talking about tax planning. And that's what you need to do, is you need to think about, how can I take the rules that are in place for everybody else, implement them in my plan, and make a positive difference, right? That's all you're doing, because you're going ahead, you're going to pay a small amount in taxes, cost this person $50,000, roughly over 12 years, 13 years, and it literally made large six figures difference in their retirement income. Now, here's the other side to that. If they want to leave it to their kids, guess what? They can't. If they want to spend a little bit more because inflation maybe doesn't go back to 2%, well, guess what? They can't. And if they need that extra Roth injection to keep their tax rates low, guess what? There it is. You can layer that in so your income goes up even though your taxes may not. So that's really, Tony, where I would start is laying the right foundation. How tax efficient are you? Don't think that just because if you're still working, you know, oh, I'll get to it one day. Mm-mm. Someday never comes, like Creedence Clearwater Revival says. You got to start now. You can't start later. If you're already retired, same thing. You can't say, well, it's too late. Just can't see that that's going to benefit me. How do you know until you try? That's why you got to give us a call at 877-269-0839. So if you're not doing this and you're not getting tax efficient, you're going to have to ask yourself a question. Maybe I need to figure out how I can live off of less, which I don't want you to do. I'm telling you there are solutions and there are ways for you to increase your income with what you have already and not have to worry. But if that's you, yeah, and you don't want to do the planning, you may have to ask yourself a question. How do you live off less? Well, if you can't, that may be an option, right? Lower your distribution. It's going to make your portfolio last longer. Maybe that's the solution you're searching for. But,
or, you know, a lot of people don't want to, they don't want to hear, hey, you have to work longer. You can't retire as soon as you want to, or you got to go back to work in retirement.
Yeah,
right?
That's another option. That's no fun. No. We don't want that. That's the bad side, right?
Right.
And he didn't make me a villain one. He made me a Harry Potter one. So that's the hero side, right? So let's talk about the good side, not the bad side.
Right.
So first thing you need to do is you gotta come up with your income number. And I'm talking about what you need to live comfortably, right? So, you know, we were talking before and the numbers where I got them from, if you know, just to cite our source, it came from a Vanguard study called The Retirement Outlook, a National Perspective on Retirement Readiness. So if you're talking about someone, maybe if their income is less, let's say household income less than $100,000, they're around $1 million in retirement nest egg. Well, what the survey and the study did was it surveyed retirees and looked at the replacement ratio for Social Security, other forms of income, et cetera. And what it found was is that a lot of the Social Security mistakes that are made really start to whittle away, use the wood analogy, really start to whittle away at the spendable income because people make mistakes because they take Social Security early thinking it's going to fill a gap, when in actuality it makes the gap even wider because you have a lower starting amount that's not going to be adjusted for as much in inflation compounding each year. And if you are the higher wage earner, you have actually just created another hole and another problem for your spouse that survives you. So, you know, there's a number of things that you need to think about. If you're still working, just to go back to taxes, you're still working, you need to think about making Roth contributions to try to fill some of those voids, to try to maybe create that bucket to have, let's say, for, you know, we don't want to sit home, Tony. We don't want to be sitting in our recliner for the next 30 years. I mean, some of us might, but, you know, you want to actually be out spending or be out traveling or creating, you know, memories with your spouse because you were working all your life. Now it's time for you guys to catch up. Maybe you want to go to your kids' baseball game or maybe Little League World Series up in New York. Well, you're going to need money to do that. And maybe that's where, if you start the Roth bucket now, you can have that freedom where you could take those distributions to service those needs and not have Uncle Sam take a huge chunk out of it. So, you know, little things like that can make a big difference. And one of the things, since we just mentioned Social Security, to kind of circle back, I would really encourage you to think long and hard before you elect Social Security, folks. Social Security can be a great resource. It can be a fantastic way to really put some good foundation, some good piers up under your retirement house, make it stand up for the life of your entire retirement for you and your spouse. But the problem is, if we take it a little early, then we're not digging the footer as deep. You could get some sag later on. So for all you contractors out there, you know what I'm talking about. So if we're sitting here and we're thinking through, okay, Social Security, how do we do that? Well, The first thing you need to do is, like Tony said, you need to figure out when you want to retire, right? And your number might be 62. Well, you know what? I hope and pray that if you're working at 58 or 60 and your number is 62, I hope that that is achievable. Problem is, how do you know? Because when you pull the ripcord and you're out of the plane, you might be floating down to earth, but you're still out of the plane. You can't all of a sudden say, "Oh crap, I missed my jump site. I got to go back and get back in and fly some more."
Right.
You're out.
So how do we know, Travis? How do we know if we have enough to retire? I think the big answer is by working with somebody like yourself.
The big answer is a
trusted financial services professional who can figure it out. You do this on a daily basis for people you meet.
Well, you know, I'll tell you this, and you know that I'm a huge movie guy, right? Love movies.
Yep.
And I'm talking about, you know, all the way back to Serpico, Godfather. I'm not talking about some of the trash they come out with today. I'm talking about like real film and cinema. And one of my favorite movies, and actually Tom Hanks, one of my favorite actors, was Sully. Did you ever see Sully?
Oh yeah.
So whenever he was in the meeting, whenever they were doing the review of his actions, right? And they were talking about, like, you know, he had to react, and they were like, "Oh, well, you should have done this, you should have done that." And he was like, "But I didn't have any backup plan. I didn't train for this. I had to react." And he wound up saving all of the passengers, and he wound up in the Hudson. But he said, "How many times did the person that actually made the successful transition back to Teterboro or back to LaGuardia, how many times did they have to run the test before they actually were able to land safely at the airport?" And the lady said 17. There's your answer, Tony. If you want to plan for the unknown and the unexpected, and you don't want to be like Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks out there, you know, Ben Sully hitting the birds and just having to put it down because you didn't know what to do, that's the reason you test. That's the reason why you make the mistakes on paper and in the software, because you can run scenarios out. You can run, if I take this income, if I take that income, if the markets are really bad, if the markets are really good. And you start to formulate a plan so that you can really, you can't test for absolutely everything, but you can test for the majority of it. And I'll tell you why I say that, because everybody's always, you know, the naysayers are like, "Well, but you can't test for, you know, bad markets." Yes, you can. Because when we test our clients' portfolios, Tony, we're on a year-to-year basis. I'm assuming bird strike every single year. I'm assuming dot-com crash. I'm assuming 2008 to follow up. And we're running this as if it's going to be...
hope for the best, but plan for the worst.
There you go. Because worst case scenario, 5 years from now, it's like, "Oh my God, we're way above where we were supposed to be." Well, that's great. Because here's the thing. If we had been in the same scenario that we ran for, you were still successfully able to successfully land the plane, right? That's what you want. And that's what I would suggest is taking Social Security into account. When should you take it? When should you not? Taxes, should you contribute to Roth? Should you not? Should you do Roth conversion? What's your magic number? All of these questions can be answered, but you have to put in the work. You've got to sit in the simulator. And if you don't want to fly the plane and you just want to ride in the back and know that you're going to make it safely, that's why you got to pay Sully. That's why you need to give us a call, 877-269-0839. Let us help you create your flight plan to help you and your spouse land safely in retirement. The last thing I'll cover, and this is, Tony, this is starting to become more of a rarity than a constant in the retirement world, is pensions. Because one of the ways that people used to make up for a significant amount of pension or a significant amount of income in retirement was their pension, right? That's IBM, you know, your Fortune 500 companies. They pretty much all had pensions, union workers, et cetera. That's what they're fighting back for right now. And the reason being is because it's mailbox paycheck money. You throw Social Security in conjunction with pension, you know, all of a sudden you don't have to produce anything extra. You can just take your savings and, you know, redline the fund meter, as one of my clients says. if that's what you want to do, that's great. But you have to know what you have available for you and for your spouse. And if you don't have a pension, that doesn't mean that you can't get one. That just means that you don't have one offered at your employer. But there are ways to set up private pensions that you can do on your own. And once again, what I would suggest is the guaranteed sources of income only need to be able to cover the needs income. It does not need to cover the wants. It needs to cover the needs. So, you know, if you need, let's say, Social Security plus maybe an extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month, and you are in that bucket where you have less than $1 million in retirement savings and retirement assets, you are absolutely able to do what you want to do, because you, if you want that guaranteed source of income, you don't want the stress, you can certainly make that happen. And that's something that needs to be done thoughtfully. I hate to say this, there are a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing out there pretending that, oh, this is what you need to do and this is why. But in actuality, this is a process that should be, my opinion, which is why the DOL is coming out with a new set of rules, should be done from a fiduciary standpoint and should be looked at and say, okay, what's truly in the best interest of the client? What's the cost? What's the benefit? Is the juice worth the squeeze? If it is, do it. If it's not, don't. But at least have it done both ways so you can see, does this add value to my portfolio? Does an additional guaranteed source of income make me feel more confident about me and my retirement and my spouse's future? If it is, great. If it's not, don't do it. But folks, if you don't sit down and actually plot it out, how do you know if what you're doing is actually what got you to retirement and now going to get you through retirement? You don't. That's why you need to give us a call, 877-269-0839. And then last but not least, Tony, we're running out of time, but last but not least, one of the things I think everyone needs to come to grips with is healthcare in retirement is certainly going to become an issue. If you and your spouse have less than $1 million in assets and you've not at least investigated, if you're in your early 60s and you haven't investigated long-term care or either asset-based long-term care to see what exposure you're actually subjecting yourself to, it's really not doing yourself a service, right? Because if you have less than $1 million, you have no long-term care, traditional, you have no asset base, no anything, you're self-funding, one spouse could literally wipe the other one out. And that's not the situation we want to leave our spouses in. We want to make sure they're protected, make sure that they've got the ability to pay bills after we're gone. And that's why you need to make sure, if you're going to self-fund, once again, put it in the flight simulator, see what happens, see if it's truly going to get you where you need to go. If it's not, you change course. If it is, you know you're on the right path. But you can only do that with someone who can do the professional work for you. Give us a call, 877-269-0839. If you call between now and Christmas, we're actually going to implement this again. This is a 20-minute Ask Us Anything session. You don't even have to come in our office. If you would like to, you certainly may. But give us a call. If this is something that is troubling you and your spouse, let us know so we can actually help answer some of your questions. But you can't get them answered unless you call 877-269-0839.
All right. Thanks, Travis. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839 or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.